Okay, we're in the middle of Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis, towards the middle. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Behemtecha Velo Behemes Bechor Meiser. So, your animal, meaning the animal of someone who's in the Ir Nidachas, will be destroyed with all the other property, but not the animal of Bechor or Meiser, not the animal of a firstborn. Or Maisa. But Maiskina, what are we dealing with? If we're dealing with animals that are unblemished, and that's what we're referring to, so Shlal Shemaimhu, why do we need the Pasuk of Behemtecha to tell you that they're not destroyed in with Ir Nidachas property? It's from the word Shalala. The Pasuk says that the spoils of the city are destroyed, but not spoils belonging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Bechor and Maaser, if they're unblemished, then they're supposed to be brought as a korban. So they're Shalal Shemayim. So you don't need the word Behemtecha to tell you to exclude these animals. Ella bebalimum. So we must be talking about an animal that's a Bechor Maaser, that's a Balmum. There's a blemish. So, but if that's the case, shlala nidhu. If they, why are they not destroyed with the other property? If they have a blemish, so then they should be included in shlala. They're regular property. They're not shlal shemayim. So they should be destroyed with Ir Nidachas property. So Amar Ravina, Ravina says laolam bibali mumim. So really, the intent of Rabbi Shimon is for Bechor and Maaser that developed a blemish. However, the mi shenechal b'toras behemtecha. So only something that's eaten by the owners as their animal is included in the commandment to be destroyed. Meaning, an animal that was initially a regular animal, and now it's an animal of Ir Nidachas. That's the animal that is destroyed with Ir Nidachas property. Yatsu elu she'ein necholim besoras behemtecha ela betoras bechor u'maiser. So what's excluded? Bechor and maiser are excluded because they are not eaten betoras behemtecha. They are eaten as bechor and maiser. That's right. They're not excluded from shlala, but they're excluded from the fact that they're not behemtecha because originally they are the shlal shemayim. They're still in the category of shlal shemayim, even though they're baal mumim, even though they have blemishes, because originally they were fit to be brought as a korban. That is Ravina's position. According to Ravina, a Bechor Balmum is not destroyed, and a Bechor, because of the word Behemtecha, and Bechor that's unblemished, so that is not destroyed because of the word Shlala. Upliga de Shmuel. So Ravina argues on Shmuel. Damar Shmuel, akol karev, akol nifte. Shmuel says that everything is brought and everything is redeemed. My kamar, what is he talking about? What does this mean? What do these words mean? Hachior, this is what it means. Kol shekara keshuta. Any korban that's brought in the mizbeach without a blemish, v'nifte keshehu bamum, and it would be redeemed when it's a bamum. Meaning, what animals are those? All kachim kalim, except for bechor meiser. So, like, let's say korban shlamim. Korban shlamim, when it's unblemished, so you bring it on the mizbeach, when it has a blemish, so then you can redeem it for money. So all those things, other than Bechor Maaser, Mishala Imaet. So they are excluded from Ir Nidachas property based on the word Shalala, because they're Shalal Shemayim. But Bechol Shekarev Kshu Tam, Veino Nifteh Kshu Bamu. But any korban that's brought when it's unblemished, but it cannot be redeemed when it's blemished, Kigon Bechor Umaaser. For example, Bechor Maaser, Mi Behema Nafka. So that's excluded from the word behemtecha. So basically Right. So according to Rabbi Shimon, so according to Shmuel, within Rabbi Shimon, so kachim kalim, most kachim kalim are not destroyed because of shlal shamayim, and bechor and maaser are not destroyed because of behemtecha. So what emerges from there is that according to Rabbi Shimon, according to Shmuel, a Balmum would be destroyed because Behemtecha excludes Bechor and Maaser that's unblemished. But if it's blemished, if it's a Balmum, then it is Iridacha's property. And Ravina would disagree. And he would say that a Bechor that is a Balmum is not destroyed. So now we move on to Trumos. So what do we do with Trumos? That's from Irnidachas. So Yirkavu, just let him rot. Amar Rav Chista says, Lo shanu ela truma biyad Yisrael. So when we say that Trumos rot, there were only that they're rotted and they don't burn. You don't burn them. With that's talking about truma that's in the hands of a Jew, of a Yisrael, a non-Kohen, meaning the Yisrael separated the truma and didn't give it to Kohen yet, and therefore, it's not. So why do you let it go rotten? So because you can't burn it. Why can't you burn it? So Rashi says because maybe it's going to go to a tzaddik, right? So you can't. So you can't burn it because it might go to a Kohen tzaddik, but also you can't eat it. It can't be eaten because maybe it would have gone to a Kohen who's Rasha. So what do you do? So then, in that case, so you're stuck. So therefore, you let it rot. Can't eat it. Can't burn it. And therefore, you let it rot. Of all truma biyad kohen, but a truma that the kohen has, it was given to the kohen, came with the monahu. It becomes his property. To Yisrael, then you burn it. So that's his property. Masiv Rav Yosef. Yosef asked, but wait a second. Now, the Masiv, right? So he asks, Maaser Shadi v'kisvei HaKodesh yigadezu. The Mishnah says that Maaser Shadi and Kisvei HaKodesh, the holy scriptures, are buried and they're not burnt. But wait a second. V'maaser Shadi biyad Yisrael kitruma biyad Kohen dami. But Maaser Sheni in the hands of a Jew, because he is that's like Truma in the hands of a Kohen, because the Jew can eat the Maaser Sheni just like a Kohen can eat the Truma. And Vikatari Ganezu, and we say that the Maaser Sheni, what do you do with it? You bury it. So why, by Maaser Sheni in the hands of Yisrael, do we say bury it? But Truma in the hands of a Kohen, you burn it. So Elit Mar Halchimar. So rather, we have to reinterpret Rav Chista in a different way. Amar Rav Chista, Lo shanu ela truma biyad kohen. When do we say that truma, you let it rot? That's truma that's in the hands of the kohen. Even though it's his property, he can't burn it, because it's a zilzul, it's a denigration, since it has a holy status. Aval truma biyad Yisrael, tinasem lekohen she'ir sheba'ir acheres. But truma that's hands of the Yisrael, that was not given to the Kohen, it should be given to a Kohen who lives in a different city, because it's not the property of the Yisrael, and therefore it's not forbidden. It's not in the category of ir nidachas.